House Bill 1153 has had its second reading.
House Bill 1153, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Broderick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This bill, House Bill 1153, passed out of the House Commerce Committee on January 24th on a vote of 11 to 1. And you might be wondering, well, why are we only taking it up on the House floor today? Well, for a couple of reasons. One reason is that the Division of Insurance was an opponent to this bill. And when it got down to the House floor, we felt that there could be some discussion among the proponents and opponents to address the Division of Insurance heartburn, and that was successfully done. Is what this bill addresses is surplus lines insurance and the obligation for the payment of the tax thereon. As you know, there is a tax of 2% on insurance premiums. But when an insurance company that is not licensed in the state, such as a surplus lines insurance company, sells insurance, it's the obligation of whoever is purchasing that insurance to pay the insurance tax to the state of South Dakota. In existing law, is what we did is we said that if the insured, the person buying the insurance, did not pay the tax, the excess lines insurance company would be obligated to pay that tax. It was felt that this was terribly unfair for the state of South Dakota to ask an insurance company located outside of our state to guarantee a resident's tax bill. I concurred with that and agreed to carry this House Bill 1153. Is what we've come up with as an amendment, Mr. Speaker. I would like to propose an amendment, Amendment 1153 TA, please.
Has that been distributed?
It has been distributed.
And you move that at this time?
Pardon me?
Can you move the amendment at this time?
I move the amendment at this time.
Is there a second? There is a second. Comments on the motion to amend demarked 1153 TA. Representative Broderick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Is what this, if you would refer to the amended bill that came out of committee on page 2, lines 5 and 6, you will see that in the amended bill, lines 5 and 6 on page 2 have been deleted from statute. Is what this amendment will do is put section 6 back into the bill. But a very important change has been made, and it says that if the insurer, who is the excess lines broker, located from out of state, has failed within 30 days after their provided notice to provide the name of the broker that placed the insurance in the name of the insured, their license may be revoked. So is what this does is it guarantees that the excess lines broker will have to give to the Division of Insurance the name of the broker who placed the insurance in the name of the insured who purchased the insurance so that the tax may be collected if the insured had not responsibly forwarded the taxes to the state of South Dakota. I hope that you can concur with this amendment and go on and pass the bill. I'll stand by for any questions.
Comments on the amendment? Hearing none, all those in favor of the amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carried. Further comments on House Bill 1153 as amended? Hearing none, the question before the House of Representatives is final passage of House Bill 1153 as amended. Those in favor vote aye. Those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on final passage of House Bill 1153.
Representatives Richter and Dunwald. Representative Dunwald. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote, please.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 64, absent 1, excused 5.
House Bill 1153, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed agreed to.